Well, he was a renowned pathologist, a pioneer in melanoma research, and through his brain cancer diagnosis, Professor Richard Scollier took Australians on a journey of hope and tenacity. The former Australian of the Year has died at the age of 59. In an open letter, Professor Scollier said, quote, "I would be delighted and humbled to be remembered as a proud everyday Aussie who gave it a crack and in doing so inspired others to pursue their dreams and passions with humility, love and compassion." Well, joining me now to reflect on the life of Richard Scollier is the Governor-General Sam Mostyn. Your Excellency, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Very sad news that we've woken to today.
It is. What did you most admire of Richard Scollier?
I guess he summed it up in those words about himself, an extraordinary human being. You heard reflections on his early life earlier from another honours winner this morning. I think that was beautiful about the fact that his character was quite set early, tenacious, driven, I think was the word that was used, which you can only be if you're going to achieve the things that Richard has done. But I think those words of compassion and grace and care, right up until the very end, and his tenacity in the face of this terrible battle he was having, and the whole time thinking about others and solutions and medical interventions for others, truly astonishing. And I know he described himself as an ordinary Australian, but I think he was an extraordinary Australian throughout his life. And I'm very, very sorry and want to send condolences to his family, to Katie and their children. I met Richard a number of times after he became the Joint Australian of the Year, and there was no more deserving recipient of that award at the time, and the work that he and Georgina did during that year was astonishing.
His academic and medical contributions in melanoma research were world-renowned. In the way that he conducted his job and the way that he dealt with his diagnosis of brain cancer, what do you think he taught Australians?
I think he taught us that, one, you never give up, that you continue to fight for the thing you care about most. And for him, it was less about his own survival, but using his brain cancer to think about others and the work that was done, pioneering work that was done together with Georgina to treat his cancer using remarkable new technology that would go on to benefit others. Again, just one of those things that's hard to fathom how he became a patient, but in the interest of others. And that story will always be with us. I'm very delighted that there is a Richard Scollier chair at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse now. So we will remember him in many ways, but his generosity, his lack of sense of self in all of this, it was always about others and using his own illness as a means to help others. And, of course, all the work that was done on melanoma has helped us be a much better country with some of the highest rates of that disease. So his legacy is simply astonishing.
What's it like for you as Governor-General? We have these lists coming out on Australia Day and the King's Birthday. In a few months' time, you get to meet many of these Australians when they receive their honours, particularly the OAM, the Order of Australia Medal, people who have been serving their communities. What's it like to hear about the lives of the people who are doing so much, often very, very quietly? They don't get much recognition.
Well, you know, one of your former colleagues, James Valentine, who sadly passed recently, who was celebrated recently, when he interviewed me a few years ago about Australia Day, he ended the interview saying, "Do I get it that every day is Australia Day for you?" And I've never forgotten him saying that, because that is, even though I deal with some really tough things and are there for both the light and shade of our community and our country, most days I am meeting those people who I think are doing the work in community. Many of them do receive OAMs, as you said. I'm disappointed always there aren't more people nominated. This is a great day to both celebrate everybody on the honours list, but also to think about who's missing. And I think there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people across the country who probably think that the awards are made by a council somewhere anonymously, but every award under our honours system is made from a nomination from someone in the community. And I think we need to see more of these sorts of nominations, the ones you've described, the unsung heroes, those who go above and beyond. Women need to be nominated much, much more. They're very poorly represented in nominations. But these are the heroes that keep them. I think of them as the social fabric of the country. They show up everywhere in every form. They embody generosity and care and kindness. And I think they are ultimately great Australian values. And I love seeing them celebrated. And I'm truly humbled every time I meet someone who's honoured. And then those who should be honoured, I get the great privilege to meet.
It's lovely when you see people whose names have been on community rosters for decades and decades, and then that list, they're on the list for an Order of Australia is kind of lovely.
It's perfect.
I know, Your Excellency, you have a flight to catch, although I'm sure they won't go without you. You have an interesting assignment today, and that is the Big Freeze, paying tribute to another wonderful Australian who we've lost in the past couple of weeks, Neil Danaher, and his fight against motor neurone disease.
It is interesting that these two men that we've lost most recently are joined in many ways. They were both Australians of the Year, Richard in 2024 and Neil Danaher in 2025. And within a fortnight, we've lost both of them in circumstances that that teach us so much and tell us so much about them and how we can all be better. I am going down to pay a big tribute to Neil Danaher today at the Big Freeze 12 at the MCG. I am somewhat controversially going down the slide into the ice bath. Some might say that lacks dignity, but my response is simply that Neil Danaher, when he was Australian of the Year, asked me to do this, and I've spoken with his family, and as Neil would say, play on. So I'm playing on. And I think about the dignity that Neil showed us in his managing his disease over 13 years, one of the most terrifying and horrific ways to end your life. And yet he made it all about dignity and showing up and about how we can always be better. And I'm turning up today to pay honour to Neil and all those people who work so hard and do this. It's like for Richard, for Neil, for the MND team who've raised over $140 million, and I think will change the whole prognosis on MND. We're seeing diagnosis now with much younger people, terrifyingly, and Neil was one of the great, great people. And I'd encourage everyone to have a read of his book that he wrote for his grandchildren about a year ago called The Power of Choice. And he just says, maybe the meaning of your life isn't how closely it matches your dreams, but how you respond when it doesn't. Mm. And, you know, just, again, astonishing, a beautiful, beautiful man. The MCG will be packed to the rafters today. It'll be a solemn moment with a little bit of fun with the ice bath. but these are really today, Neil Danaher, Richard Scollier, those that are awarded in the honours list. We've got a lot to celebrate today, but a lot to say thanks to those who've left us and whose families, I think, will continue to grieve. And we've all got to be there for them as well.
Absolutely. Your Excellency, thank you so much for taking the call this morning, and stay warm as much as you can today. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Sally, I just ask people to be gentle on me when I come up out of that bath.
You live near Lake Burley Griffin. I'm sure you're used to cold water.
Well trained, well trained.
Indeed, yeah, lovely. Your Excellency, thank you so much.
Thanks,
that's Sam Mostyn there, the Governor-General of Australia.